Around the world, more than 80 women have accused Peter Nygaard of crimes ranging from rape to sex trafficking.
He far exceeds Jeffrey Epstein. He far exceeds Bill Cosby. He exceeds anything that I think our world has seen so far.
A pattern of predatory behavior spanning half a century. Nygaard denies it all, but now he faces criminal charges.
If this were a poor man, he would have been in jail decades ago. He is hid in plain sight.
Evil by Design, available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hello, I'm Matt Galloway, and this is The Current Podcast.
Is this thing on? No pressure. You know, first guy up out of several thousand. I don't envy all of you up there. You've got lots of work, lots of listening ahead of you.
That's homeowner Colin McCann at a Calgary City Hall meeting. He kicked off a contentious public hearing that has truly required a lot of listening, days and days of it, in fact. This is all due to proposed zoning rules that will open up single-family neighborhoods to higher density housing. Calgary is following what other Canadian cities like Edmonton, Vancouver, and Toronto have already done. But here, this has sparked an emotional debate and, as you heard, a marathon hearing. CBC Calgary City Hall reporter Scott Tipple has been covering this for us, and he's in our Calgary studio. Scott, hello.
Good morning, Matt.
What exactly is in this bylaw change?
Well, City Council approved a new housing strategy last September because, like many places in Canada, Calgary is in the grips of a housing crisis. Mm-hmm. And one of the dozens of actions in that strategy, which, you know, all aim to boost the housing supply and hopefully improve affordability, is to change zoning rules to allow what's called gentle density in many residential areas of Calgary. So they're talking about things like townhouses, you know, fourplexes, row houses, and there could be backyard suites as well. Mm. So the city is proposing to change the zoning on 300,000 residential lots that currently have single-family houses on them. So that's like two-thirds of Calgary's residential area. Newer areas of Calgary already have this kind of zoning to allow this density. So to actually change the zoning across much of Calgary, City Council is required to hold a public hearing. And that means throwing open the doors and allowing anyone who is interested, they get 5 minutes to give their thoughts directly to City Council. Matt, more than 900 people have signed up to speak.
That's a lot of people at the microphone. What is the scene at City Hall as these hearings are unfolding?
Well, on the first day, that was last Monday, a week ago, it was a bit of a mob scene. You know, there were a few hundred people who stopped by outside. There were rallies both for and against the zoning changes. There were people wearing big black and white buttons saying no blanket zoning, and others had shirts that said housing for all.
This vote matters for Calgarians and its future. City Council, do the right thing, finish the job, and vote yes.
I am here today to defend the right of Calgarians to say no to an extremely disastrous policy that would see the end of our communities as we know them.
Scott, people sound pretty polarized on this.
Yeah.
How, I mean, you're there. How divided are Calgarians?
I'd have to say this is one of the most divisive issues I've covered, and I've been covering Calgary City Hall for 15 years.
Wow.
Things have calmed down a bit since that first day, but when it started, you know, there were long lineups at security to get into the council chamber, and once the gallery was full, there were 150 chairs set up in the atrium outside the chamber for people to sit and watch the proceedings on big screen TVs that were rolled out. For the 15 members of council, it's been a long haul listening to people day after day. You know, council sits for about 10 hours each day and they get a couple of meal breaks. They look like they're trying to pay attention, but this has to be, you know, one of the harder parts of the job just, you know, in the actual chamber itself. In addition to the speakers lining up at the mic, there were more than 5,500 written submissions that were sent into council to read. They are now into day 9 today, and this is one of the largest, it's certainly the largest and longest public hearing in Calgary's history.
What are councillors actually, we heard a little taste of it, but what are councillors actually hearing from people?
Well, let's start with the fellow we heard from earlier there, that the first speaker of this public hearing, Colin McCann. He's a self-described staunch conservative, and he said he believes that this proposal will remove red tape for property owners.
This upzoning proposal gets government out of the way and lets us gently build our way out of this hole. I was someone who moved to this province attracted by relative housing affordability, and so I feel a great amount of responsibility to help us keep house prices more affordable for those people who see opportunity here and would like to move.
So people who want to see the housing, the zoning rules loosened up, they argue that it will boost the supply of housing and hopefully that should temper rising prices. They're concerned that the housing market is going to get out of control here, just like some other major cities in Canada. One person who spoke to council is Jola Adenji. He's a new arrival to Calgary. He came to Canada 3 years ago, and he's worried about other new arrivals to the city and how they're going to be able to afford to live here.
As soon as I got to Calgary, the first day I stepped here, I'd never been here before. I loved it. The community, the environment, it shows how properly planned it has been from day one. Taxis were cheap, things were better, and I'll tell you, in my opinion, it's not as bad as it is yet, but it is getting there. I have a lot of people, a lot of immigrants who are going to move down here to Calgary, and people are coming in their hundreds. I feel the housing rezoning would help a lot.
So those are people who are in favor of this change. We heard earlier from somebody who's saying this is going to destroy neighborhoods. What about those who are opposed to the bylaw change?
They're concerned about how it's going to affect their property values. You know, opponents argue that it will put pressure on infrastructure and parking. You know, trees will be cut down for these new developments, and greater density will fundamentally alter the character of their neighborhoods, however they choose to define that. You know, there's concern about the speed that the city is moving on this. People are also angry that council can potentially make a decision on this without putting the issue to a plebiscite, something that council actually rejected earlier this year. You know, there have been numerous calls to, instead of doing this major rezoning, that the city should concentrate on getting more high-rises built near transit stations and selling vacant city land so that that can be used for housing as well. But those things are already part of the city's housing strategy, which is, you know, multi-pronged. There are dozens of actions in it. Many homeowners who have spoken to council that are opposed, they say, you know, the city is changing a social contract with them, that they bought into single-family homes and neighborhoods, and if this upzoning is approved, they'll have no say on what's built on their street. Here's Calgarian Ray Antoni, who spoke to council during the public hearing.
I purchased my home 30 years ago on the promise that I would be living in a neighborhood that only allows one house per lot, okay? Many homeowners made the biggest decision of their lives based on that. This proposal will break that promise. We need to have a democratic process to allow people to voice their opinion without a unilateral decision being put forward on us, okay? In fact, my last comment would be, shame on all of you if you break that promise.
So, Matt, it's true that if this upzoning is approved, that there would no longer be a public hearing on every single application for greater zone or residential density. But if there still are planning rules in place that need to be followed regarding things like setbacks and building heights and parking.
I mean, one of the reasons we wanted to talk about this story is because it is really familiar. It's happening in Calgary, but it's familiar across the country where people are trying to make sure that people can afford to live in cities and communities. You need more housing for that, but there is pushback in terms of where that housing could go, what that housing could look like. What is making this debate so charged in your city in Calgary?
Well, just like the rest of Canada, you know, we are in a housing crisis here and it's becoming more acute. You know, thousands of people are moving to Calgary. It's a hot market for certain jobs, and that's attracting people across Canada and beyond. You know, housing prices are sky high in places like Vancouver and Toronto. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a $600,000 or $700,000 in house, you know, with a backyard, a 20-minute drive from downtown or a short transit ride, that seems like a bargain by comparison. The rental vacancy rate here is hovering just over 1%. So yes, you know, rental prices, house prices are all moving up. Last year, the city did a housing needs assessment, and that report found that the median cost to purchase a detached home here went up by 37% over the past 3 years. That study also showed that one in five Calgarians is struggling with housing costs. So, of course, there's pressure on council to find ways to ease the housing crunch. But as we just heard, you know, there's also a good number of Calgarians who fear their property values will be hurt in the process. Mm-hmm. You know, Calgary is a single family home kind of city. You know, nearly 70% of the population owns their own home. So this is a very big deal for the homeowners who know about the issue. That said, as we've discovered in the public hearing, there are plenty of people who are unaware of upzoning. Some have even said in the hearing that they didn't know about this, that despite town hall meetings, online engagement, mailouts to this from the city to every single city address in recent months, they didn't know much about it, understand it, or even know what it means. So there are plenty of fears and misconceptions right now.
We've heard from the federal government about, you know, the long list of housing funding announcements in cities across this country, including in Calgary. Mm-hmm. Is that factoring at all into this housing debate that the city is having?
Oh, very much so. It's rumbling away in the background. You know, you might recall that the federal government rolled out its Housing Accelerator Fund to get more housing built. Calgary's share of that fund is $228 million. And that fund angered Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, who says Ottawa is trying to make municipalities dance to its tune. Mm. So she's calling that federal interference. There's also debate about whether that money is coming with strings attached. The federal housing minister, Sean Fraser, in letters to mayors last year, including Calgary's mayor, made it clear that the money is conditional, that city councils had to remove zoning restrictions to allow more housing to be built, and they would get the money. But is it actually conditional? The most recent answer from city officials is, no, it's not conditional, even though Minister Fraser says it very much is. So there are mixed signals on that one. There's also a very interesting political divide that we're seeing on this issue in Calgary. You know, conservatives are angry about the federal liberal move with the funding and the conditions, but let's recall that federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has also been outspoken about gatekeepers, saying that local city councils need to get out of the way of getting more housing built. And conservatives talk a lot about the importance of property rights to let people build what they want on their property rather than being dictated to by city councils. You know, much of the resistance in Calgary is coming from conservative areas of town where people live in single-family houses. And what's being said in the public hearing is that there's opposition to renters coming into their neighborhoods and there's too much immigration. Mm. And some conservative-minded city councilors are backing them, not Poilievre.
So what happens next in all of this? You've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, it's looking like this public hearing is going to go potentially into next week, you know. So once the public hearing is completed, council members will ask questions of city administrations about the upzoning proposal. We're hearing about many possible amendments to the plan. And then, of course, there will be a final vote. If the upzoning is approved, the new rules are set to take effect this summer. But there's already plenty of talk that this will be a major talking point in Calgary's next municipal election, which is not to be held until October of next year.
This is quite a story. Scott, good luck at the hearings, and thank you very much.
All right, thanks very much.
Scott Tipple is CBC Calgary City Hall reporter.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.